Bayshore Solutions COO Rick Watson says he'd like to see the expansion of what's called the H-2B visa program, which allows non-agricultural employers to hire immigrants to come to the U.S. temporarily.
The way it's now, it's tedious and it's time-consuming, it's expensive, and it's largely unworkable for the construction industry. The current cap only allows 66,000 visas in each fiscal year. So we need to simplify the project. We need to expand the cap and see if this program will work better for construction.
Steve Johnson is the owner of Johnson Harvesting and the Florida Farm Bureau's Labor Advisory Chair. He says he'd also like to see similar immigration visa reform in the H-2A program for hiring foreign agricultural workers to help create a stable workforce and a cost savings.
Well, it's being in the harvesting business, we depend on seasonal labor. I mean, that is what we do. And it's hard to get, you know, anybody to come in. Currently, the H-2A program is so cumbersome and so expensive, makes it very difficult. So for us to get a visa program where we could just, you know, put in an order, per se, and get the guys over to do what we need to do and then get them back is just a huge cost advantage for us.
To illustrate the need, he says citrus greening, the bacteria that has destroyed thousands of the state's citrus crops, has actually been a good thing for him.
Greening has actually helped the labor situation because we've got less to pick. However, flip side of that is we find a cure for greening or a Band-Aid for greening, and we're going to have a labor shortage tremendously.
Other suggestions included doing more work on the temporary guest worker program. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.